On this episode of The Playbook, I have Andrea Arvelino, CEO of Arvelino Entertainment, Space 11, and the incredible Tata 2, which you're going to know a lot more about here, coming and expanding in America. And we are going to talk about what it's like to be the Steven Spielberg of Italy and how to raise money. Join me for all this and more on The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host, David Meltzer.
I have an extraordinary CEO on the cutting edge of entertainment, Andrea Arvelino. He is the CEO of Arvelino Entertainment, Space 11, and Tata 2. Welcome to The Playbook, Andrea. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, David. Thank you to host me in your show, which is, I follow you, and what you're doing is amazing. So for me, it's a pleasure and honor to be here with you.
Well, you are part of my mission as you're expanding into the U.S. to empower people to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And I see your businesses are aligned with my mission and my objective. You're coming into the U.S. and as the first sharing economy of data for social media platforms to reward its users. Give me an idea of how that platform is working today and how it's going to work in the US.
Okay, yes. So, you know, this new platform, which I will launch actually in US now in July, is already available, but it was not launched yet. We are still in a soft now testing and launch. So all these come from actually my experience, because I don't know if you know, but I'm in the entertainment industry from when I was 15. And I started from zero, and I did my first movie. I say I invented the crowdfunding, but it's not true, because I went door by door in my town, say, give me 50 euro, give me 100 euro to finance my first movie in Italy. And actually from that little experience, then I was lucky because I was in the digital. So the digital era of the entertainment at that time was really something far away, no? So no one was shooting moving digital yet, but I was the first one in my country to do moving digital. And thanks for that, I became successful in my industry, in my main industry, which is the entertainment movie industry. And today I own the largest independent production company in Italy, publicly listed in the Milano Stock Exchange, but only because I started with innovation. So in my mind, I say innovation is the key. Now, Tata 2, where the idea of Tata 2, which is the platform which we are speaking about, come from? Come from that the fact that in November 2017, but then I got the confirmation from the statistical done in January 2018, I realized that when you interview young people and you ask them, what do you think about your experience with social media platform? 87% of them, in the end, the answer they give to you is, we feel we are being exploited. And I call user today free worker, because if a platform does not have a user base, does not have any value, what will be worth any social media platform or any internet platform without user base, no? Specific when the income is based on your data and the fact that we sell as a platform advertising thanks for your data. So now user are free worker. And now young people naturally understand that. So in my point of view, the business plan of all these big social media, et cetera, are too old now, because it's still the same from 2004 up to now. It's still exactly the same. We give you as a user free access of something. You can use the service for free. In exchange of that, we take your data, we sell advertising impression, and basically we are exploiting your data. This is the truth. But now this is not enough anymore. So you cannot give just a user a free access of a platform, because we know now the majority of the technology outside of there, maybe the majority of them are open source. So you can create a platform in a month by using open source technology. So where is the real value? The real value is in the user base. So basically, based on this, based the fact that we as experts, we know that, but the gap was, people understand that or not? Yes, now they do understand that. 87% of people, they understand that. So young people, because then if you do the same metrics to older people, the metrics become the opposite. They believe it's free because they don't do the economic, because they don't put the credit card. This is the main answer. So you see the big gap of disinformation between young people, which was born in internet, and older people, which they are in internet because they... because it's an effect of innovation, but they are not really a 100% user of internet like the people born in internet. So in the end, my point is, based on all this, I created a formula which I call sharing economy of data, connected with what I call circular economy. Basically, what we do, we reward you for any action you do inside of our platform. You do a phone call, video call in our platform, you get paid for. You do a... You get a like, a follower, a comment, you get paid for. You get a view of your video content, you get paid for. You watch a movie, it's free, you get paid for. So the whatever you do, you get paid for. Now, we don't pay our people in cash because it would be a mess worldwide to bring this accounting. We give them what we call TTU coin. Now, the TTU coin is a private point system, but a value inside of our platform. So basically, with these points, you can buy goods in the e-commerce, you can buy, you can bid in daily auction in the e-commerce, and you can take at home a new scooter, a new car, a new sunglass, which now is needed. We are in the summer. Or you go in the e-commerce, and you select between thousands of different items based on the country, and you can buy stuff or you can redeem nearby you. So you can go in the store, which accepts your point system, and you can go to spend action inside of a store. So now, of course, what we are doing is something which, in my point of view, in the next 5, 6, 7 years, this will become the normality. I believe the new normality will be reward people because of their data. But now, the very deep point of that is people, they don't need to be rewarded because they need to make money with their data. There is not a needs component, but it's a must component. And for must, I intend respect. Because people, they know now they are being exploited. They know they are part of the creation of the value. So they say, we deserve to get something for what we do. Then maybe I give all my points, all my earning for free to a foundation to donate for a good action or to someone who need whatever. No, because we have also a donation program where you can be a giver. So you earn, but in the same time you give back to someone and we give you a special status. So it's not connected only on the fact where you need to earn. No, it's connected to the fact you must earn because you deserve it. And then you decide if you want to keep it for you or you give it to someone. And you know the very, let's call very stupid example I give all the time on this concept is when you are in line on a gas station, no, and you waited 20 minutes to put gas on your car, and then it's your turn. And then now someone come in front of you. Are you happy? Are you happy? No, you say... You will say, go back. No, this is my place. No, so because why? Will change your life if he does the gas before you? No, we not change your life. But you get mad. See, this is my place. I wait 20 minutes. So we not change your life, but it's a respect. You must respect me. So now connected with data earning and reward is exactly the same feeling. It's a matter of respect. So this is the research I've done. And now, in 2017 and in 2018, I was the only crazy person saying that. And all the meeting I've done in with people in Silicon Valley everywhere, and I was suspended that. They say, no, this is not true. Now, one of the best university in my country, in Italy, is saying exactly the same. One of the best advisory firm which did that research is saying exactly the same. So now this feeling, which we interjected a few years ago, now everyone start recognize, which is actually a reality. You will see, David, 7, 8 years from now, what we are starting will become the normality in the world of internet.
I believe that. You know, what's so interesting is for years I've heard the saying, you know, if you are accessing the platforms for free, you're the product. And I'm not sure everybody understood they were the product. And now exactly. It's coming to light, of course, in the younger generation that's born in understanding that they're the product. But even more importantly, the executives like myself are learning how valuable, especially in the sports and gambling and fantasy side of things, we're having some huge exits and some huge acquisitions off of the databases of all types of companies are worth millions and millions of dollars, because each of those people, that user base of a potential gambler, is worth, you know, $112. But in the conversion side of TTU, it now creates a ubiquity, ease of being able to transfer product, service, solutions, and currency together. Now, you're also launching Space 11, which is a subsidiary of your global film and TV company, the Avellino company, entertainment company. Is there some sort of content play within the context of Tatatu with your content, or is it completely separate from the expansion into the US?
For now, Space 11 Corp is a totally different company and the organization with another mission to do entertainment and sport format in other space at zero gravity. So for now it's not connected at all with Tatatu, but you know, Space 11 need an host, need a platform which can host. So maybe there will be some connection in the future. I don't know. I'm not sure. Now I'm the founder of both of this company and the CEO. So I can see a connection there, but I don't know. I don't know yet. So we don't have anything on the table for now about that.
And you've done some projects with some of my friends and big names, from Morgan Freeman to John Travolta, Selena. But you've been around all these successful people. You have built your empire from the ground up. What are some of the character traits that you see in these successful people and yourself as you are building these extraordinary companies worldwide?
You know, David, all the successful people which I met in my life, I have to say that the one which are really successful in what they do. So I'm speaking the one which you can consider on the top five in the world on what they do, at least in one period of their life. I see all these people as a very nice and humble people. Like, I don't see, you know, and in all of them, I see what also I think is inside of. So I think a successful person, first of all, is an humble person, is a very humble person, because they believe they need to do more to be accepted. They believe they need to do more to basically become better. Because and this is a common characteristic which I see in all of them. So they believe they are never good enough, which is an amazing exercise if you think about, to become actually a better artist, a better businessman, or a better person. So you know, this is the common characteristic which I saw, which I think is the good way to live. If you believe you are a good person, then you are not a good person. You need to believe I'm not good enough. No, I need to be a little bit more. No? So you know, the I think this is important in life. No, so I see this common characteristic, and actually, you know, I learned this very young. I was not 18 years old yet when I was on the set of a movie called Il Mercante di Venezia, The Merchant Venice, with Al Pacino. Al Pacino at that time was still now is an amazing artist, a very popular actor, but at that time he was one of the top. So was there was two, three of them at that level at that time. And you know, and when I was on the set there, and I was again the last person on the set, no, because I was so young, but I was one of the producer. The point is you know, I learned via him. Wow, for me it was God, no, and no, as an artistic point of view, say, and now being on set with him and see how he treats people and how he's with himself, no, try to challenge himself to do a better check, and asking people, what do you think about? I say, wow. This is so. I say. I never imagined someone at his level, which I was see him here, will be so humble to come next to you to ask you also your advice. What do you think about? Beautiful, no?
Oh yeah, and I see it. The desire that you must be what you can be, combined with radical humility, no matter at what level of successes we see, is always a common characteristic. And I see that in you as well, as you've distributed over 60 films worldwide. I want to ask about one last superpower that I see that you have, which I try to teach or empower other people with, and that's the ability to raise money. Bootstrap companies, knocking door to door, you know, from a very young age. Number one, you weren't afraid to ask, but two, you utilized your ability to articulate quantitative value to exceed what you were asking for. You were able to use your emotional connection to people and your credibility, honesty, and humility to perform what is the most essential task in all businesses, which is the ability to raise money. What are some of the things, skills, maybe knowledge or characteristics that you have learned to raise money?
You know, as you say, when you have a business and it's a successful business, it's growing, your necessity of having more cash, raise more cash, become bigger, 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 bigger. So it's the opposite, actually. You are not successful, maybe you can handle without raise more money. But if you are successful, you need more money basically every day, you know, because and have more access to capital is the key to then keep that growth, no? So in the end, I believe the main secret to raise money is to believe in what you are doing deeply and extremely. Because I will never be able to convince anyone to invest $1 in what I'm doing if I'm not the first one who believes deeply in what I'm doing. And I think when you believe deeply in what you're doing so much, people can read you. I believe you can access, you know, when the banks, they send you to do a fundraising, they also help you with a speech. You know, they help you to do a rehearsal, what you have to say, what you say. Okay, all of that is important, no? Because technically you need to be perfect to have the right answer, I understand. But in reality, what really makes the difference when you are on a table is your emotion, your feeling, and how honest you are and what you're doing. If you believe deeply in what you're doing, an investor in front of you, they want to invest in someone who believes deeply in what he's doing. And they want to see how committed he is. Because you can have a beautiful idea, but if you cannot execute the idea, that idea means zero. But if you have a beautiful idea and then you have the passion of the execution of that idea, you show that, then basically that is what makes the difference. But now to put the passion there, you need to believe. If you don't believe, if you go there, okay, you know, I'm doing that. So I think that is the actual secret. And then, of course, the track record is a key component, no? When you start, when you did one thing, so you already delivered a success, you know, and then you do the second things again, again, again. And then sometimes you can do a mistake, but, you know, you need to be, I think, courageous enough to be responsible for that mistake and go to compensate the people, which by following you, they did a mistake too. This is at least what I did in my life. When I did some mistake, I said, you know, guy, you believe in me, I pay back everyone. Don't worry. I take care. Because sometimes you do, you know, by the way, in life does not exist mistake in my point of view. It's only a moment of learning, opportunity, and growing. No? And so it's important to do as much as mistake as you can when you are young. No, in this way you make things happen. Then when you're older, you do less and less and less and less and less.
That's where I'm getting to, and I'm so excited to be there. Real quickly, I have to ask you, what's your favorite movie and why?
You know, David, in my movie library, I have 500 movies which I own. 100 of them are blockbuster cult. And I financed the producer another 70 of them in the last 10 years. But I don't have a favorite one. You know why I don't have a favorite one? Because in the end, all you do one movie or another movie, the effort and the passion behind that is exactly the same. So, and when you really love, you know, the movie industry, what you do in the end, I know sounds something which people maybe cannot understand, but each movie is like a kid's, you know? And when you have a kid's, because the process of making a movie is a very exciting process, because someone comes to you to tell the story, then they write the script, and then you do the casting, and then you go on the set, and then you see the first editing. So you treat all of them like it. So in the end, I don't have any favorite movie. I don't have a favorite movie. No, I don't.
Well, I love that answer anyway. Andrea Arvelino, you're an incredible artist, CEO, entrepreneur, Arvelino Entertainment, Space 11, of course, Tata 2. We're going to see a lot more of you here in America. I know that. And I look forward to meeting you in person, working on projects with you, because you are just extraordinary. Thank you so much for sharing your playbook to success.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.